Selena Johnson, I'm your woman. This is Rise FM 20 to 9. Today's a Tuesday, the 18th of August 2020. This is the Rise FM Breakfast Na Cheese Nambumi.
And we posted a question on our Facebook page of the speech that former President Nelson Mandela gave during his 100 days in office as he addressed Parliament members. He asked, are we worthy of their trust and confidence? But let's hear it from the man himself. This is when he was speaking to some legends in broadcasting, Bo, and that day, Tim Modise. This is what he had to say to them.
I have spelt out these achievements in my address to Parliament today. The essence in the assessment of the first 100 days of the Government of National Unity is the fact that we have attempted to address the basic needs of the people of South Africa. Okay. The question of poverty, of illiteracy, of disease, unemployment, lack of housing, of educational facilities.
And on the line to talk to us a little bit more about this, we've got CEO of the Nelson Mandela Foundation, Silo Hatang. Good morning and welcome to Rise FM, Silo.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity.
No, Dr. Hatang, we were listening to this clip and it's 26 years ago, but the question that, or some of the issues that the former president was speaking about at the time, you'd think he was a prophet of, 145 days of lockdown in South Africa. We are still faced with some of these questions, but the question that we're asking is the current leadership also now worthy of our trust and confidence? Your thoughts on this?
Thanks again for this opportunity. It's a sad thing to actually reflect on and say that not all of them are worthy of our trust. Not all of them deserves for South Africans to actually be even referring to them as leaders. Anyone who can steal from the people can never be trusted as someone who can represent people well. With the loss of Madiba and that mark of the moment that we are marking today, where he's reflecting on the needs of the people that he was trying very hard with his cohort to deal with. Today we have leaders who are now hell-bent on stealing from the poor. Anyone who can take 80 million rand, pocket it, and think that they can still be called a leader and who can still be referred to as someone who's worthy of trust must be dreaming. And I'm urging South Africans, as we mark this day, we must remind ourselves that we are of a legacy of greatness and that we must hold those who are doing us wrong accountable. From a counselor to a business, local businessman who's stealing from you, we must hold those people accountable.
And talking about accountability, one would say it is unfair to judge the current leadership on the likes of the caliber of Madiba and his cohort, as you correctly put. But we are faced with a global pandemic, and maybe the conditions are not so conducive to the kind of leadership we'd like to see with the COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, one of the things, Mpumi, that I reflected with you earlier on was how Madiba said that this morning I woke up with this quote in mind about the RDP of the soul. It is at the time of the pandemic that the best of our leaders must come forward. In other words, at a time of greatest need, that's when human solidarity must kick in with the poor and the vulnerable, those who feel that they are the wretched of the earth. That's when the leaders should then be coming forward. If there's ever a test for any leader, it's when their people are at their greatest need. And it's a time like this, which is why back in 2008, Madiba said the world is beset by so much human suffering, poverty and inequality. It's in your hands to help build a different world. That time is now for our leaders now to show that we can build a different world, a world that cares, not the one that steals.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hatang. That is Silo Hatang, CEO of the Nelson Mandela Foundation, talking to us as today, back in 94, marked 100 days since former President Nelson Mandela took office. You're listening to Rise FM.
If you're looking for a swift download, let's chat. Get the Samsung Galaxy